Dátamelo.
Okay. It's not on yet.
Brandela.
Go to the stove.
Go to the stove.
We will begin with our connection to certainty, which is from Parashat Yitro, from the Sulam commentary of the Zohar, and with Pasuk 29, we'll start with Olashem Yichud. Olashem Yichud, Kud Shabarichu, Uchkin David, Hilu Urchimu, Uchilu, Uchilu Urchimu, Beyakta, Olashem Yudhe Bavadhe. Biyehuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael. Limud Torah Mitzvah. La'asok Torah Mitzvah. La'ihino Amadunai Elohino Aleinu Ma'aseh Yadeinu Konenei Aleinu Ma'aseh Yadeinu Konenehu. Rabbi Abba Amar Bekam Atar Tanenan Dekudsha Barichu Koma Diaved Leila witata kolaihu kishot biovada dikshot leilach mila bialma divaye barnash vedachia leya mineya ulanhaga veya kalana dehakulu ovada Dikshot inun wikolait sterich bi alma. Tonight's handout. Well, actually, we need to count the Omer first. So let's do that first.
Yes.
So we will start with the Lashem Yehud. Lashem Yehud Kud Shabrihu Ishkinke Bitsilu Urchimu Urchimu Udhilu Layakta Shem Yud He Bavav He Yehuda Shalim Bashem Kol Yisrael Hine Anachnu Baim Lekayem Mitzvat Sefirata Omer La'asot nachat ruach liyotreinu V'la'asot ritzon boreinu V'hi no'am Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu ma'asei yadeinu Shonenu na Aleinu ma'asei yadeinu Onenehu. And now for the Psalms verses. Adonai Elohei Wahei, Igmor Ba'adi, Adonai Elohei Wahei, Hazdecha Le'olam, Ma'asei Adecha, Al Teref Ekra Le'Elohim Elyon, La'el Gomer Alay, V'ne'emar V'ye'el Gor Alay, Meet Bosset, Elohim Adonai Yohei Elohai gedalta meod, hod v'hadar levashta, o teor, kashalma note, shamayim karia. The surrounding light, which is the blessing that unites there on Pin and Malchut. Baruch atah Adonai Elohei Wahei Yud-Hei Vav-Hei Eloheinu Melech Ha'olam Asher Kiddushanu B'mitzvotam V'tzivanu Al Sefirat Ha'omer. And we may all say amen.
Amen.
Hayom v'chamisha v'arba'im yom la'omer Shehem shisha shavuot u'shlosha yamim. Today is the 45th day of the Omer, which is 6 weeks. And the inner light. Harakaman hu yachatzir avodat beit hamikdash lim koma bim heira b'yameinu. Amen. And we may all say amen. The 45th day, the number 45, corresponds to the name Adam, the same gematria. So the number 45 connects to Zeron Tind, actually Tiferet, of Zeranpin. Psalm 67, the menorah psalm, we will stop at a letter and we will stop at a word. Lama Seya Inginot Mizmor Shir Elohim Yechanenu Vivarkenu Yair Pana Lada'at Ba'aretz Darkecha B'kol Goim Yeshua Techa Yoducha Amin Elohim Yoducha Amin Kulam Yismechu V'ranenu Le'umim Ki tishpot amim mishor umim ba'aretz tanheim. The letter het of the word tanheim. The letter het is also a word. As a word, it means a sin. The letter het has the gematria of 8. Which means it's connecting itself to Bina. What does a sin have to do with Bina? Bina is the mother, but she is also the place where sins, the potential for sins, first occurs in the development of the tree of life. The Het is formed from a Vav and a Zion, which have a gematria of 13 together. So the Het has a lot of different aspects. And your character traits have a lot of different aspects. And how will you look at your character traits in light of the concepts and the various approaches to the Het? Is it Bina? Is it the sin? Which of your character traits do you need to change? Selah Yoducha Amim Elohim Yoducha Amim Kulam Eretz Natna Yevula Yevarkenu Elohim Eloheinu Yevarkenu Elohim Vayiru. The Yiru is a word that has a lot of different letters that kind of confuse people. The Shoresh is Yud, Resh, Aleph. In front you have a Vav that is a connecting Vav. And you have this additional Yud. At the end of the word you have another Vav, meaning his. So you could translate this verse, this word, as Yirah. The Shoresh means awe, or sometimes fear. So it's talking about his fear. Well, who's he? God has no fears, so it must be us, must be the vessel. And in actuality, if you look at the gematria of the Vav at the front, the Vav at the back, and the extra Yud, it becomes 22. And 22 represents the vessel, the 22 letters of the alphabet. His awe is the awe of the vessels. Now, what character traits do you have that reinforce your consciousness of being a vessel? And do you want to change those? Now, ultimately, we were created as vessels. So, but the struggle is, are we supposed to stay as a vessel? Or are we supposed to grow beyond that limitation? This is something to contemplate as you look at your character traits in total, all of them, and evaluate, do you want to keep it? Do you want to modify it? Do you want to change it? Or do you want to eliminate it? Oto call of Searets. The Anabakoa. Now, normally on Rosh Chodesh, we say the Anabakoa with the whole process. But right now, in this connection of counting the Omer, that would interfere with the counting and the consciousness. So we don't do it. We will do it later. Anabekoach gedulat shemincha tatir serura Aleph Bet Gimel Yutat Tzadi Kabel rinat Amcha sagvenu tacharenu nora Kufrei Shayan Sintet Nun Nagibor Dorshe Yehudcha Kivavat Shamrem Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kaf Shin Barhem tacharen rakame sitkatha tamid gamlem betet resh tzaditat gimel chasim kadosh berov tuvcha nael adata het kufet tet nunayim Yachid Geye Lamcha Penei Zokre Kirushata Yud Gimelamet Hei Zayim Kuf Shavatenu Kabel Ushma The letter Vav. The letter Vav is a hook. The letter Vav is a pipe. The letter Vav is all of the Shefa that comes down into the world. The letter Vav is us. Channeling the light, drawing down the light to share with others. We become a pipe, a channel. Which of your character traits don't fit the channel? This is where you need to think about changing those character traits. Ushma tziakatenu yodea ta'alumot shinkufav tzariyuta. And the eighth verse of the Anabakoach, we say it in a whisper. We will now count the Omer in the third manner, which is that of the Sephirot themselves. Ribono shel olam, ata tzevitanu al yedei Moshe, avdecha lispor sephirat haomer, kedei letacharenu miklipotenu umitumatenu, kimo shekatavta betorata usfartem lachem, bimacharat hashabbat miyom aviachem et omer. Patenufa sheva shabbatot temimot tihiyena. Ad memacharat hashabbat hashvit hasefiru tamishim yom. Kidei she yitacharu nafshot amcha Yisrael. Mizohamatam. Uvachem yehi ratzon milpanecha Adonai Eloheinu ve'Elohei Avoteinu shebizkut sefirat haomer shesafarti hayom yetukan ma shebaganti besefira tiferet shebemalchut, beauty in the frame of manifestation, balance in this frame of manifestation, the overall process of perfection in the manifestation, in the frame of manifestation. All of these words are talking about Sephirah of tonight, Tiferet Shibut Malchut. Where are your character traits? Do they fit into Tiferet Shibut Malchut? Are you aware of them? Are you striving to reach Tiferet Shibut Malchut? How do you maintain your balance? What character traits are going to draw you away from balance? V'yet taher, v'yet kadesh, v'kdusha, shel ma'ala, amen, selah. Now we can go to the handout for tonight, which can be found on the review, the universe, unique astrological events links underneath the two pictures on the right of every Hashem webpage or on the mobile devices at the bottom of the page. When you open that up, scroll down to where it says Rosh Chodesh Sivan, and you'll find the link for this current year, 5778. And we'll be starting close to the top where it says the essence of Sivan. The essence of this month of Sivan is balance. Balance is achieved by making the concept of sharing more important than receiving. This is how you get into balance. So when you're feeling depressed, you're feeling low, things aren't working out in your life, how do you elevate yourself? How do you connect to balance? Because you've been brought off balance. You get up, and you share. You go find someone who needs charity. You go to a hospital or an old age home, and you start talking to somebody who looks lonely. you call up a friend and say, can I help you do something? This is how you maintain balance in a very practical way. Try it. It works. The month of Sivan, which is formed from the planet Mercury, the month of Sivan is quickness. Mercury refers to quickness. We use quickness to maintain and achieve balance. When you feel you're getting out of balance, quick, share some more. You will be back in balance in no time. Sometimes balance needs to be created through contemplation. The Torah was given during Sivan as a tool to create balance. The Torah was given quickly, but the essence of the Torah was lost just as quickly, 39 days later, due to the sin of the golden calf. Every action you do in Sivan, you need to strive for balance. Because the energy of the month is that of the twins. And the twins are not in balance. They're always out of balance. They're always struggling with each other. And it's up to you that the influence is going to be to take you out of balance. The method of learning, the method of cleansing during Sivan is to strive to remain in balance. Let's scroll down to the ancient discussions, the ancient techniques. Before we get there, there's a paragraph that begins the description of quick, because we need to learn what quick is. The description of quick speaks directly to the essence of the month of Sivan. Quick is the word that comes up most often when you're thinking about the astrological sign of Gemini. Geminis are quick to judge, quick to react, quick to change, and quick to change back. Quick as in clever and lively, but also quick as in momentary, superficial and passing. In this little word, all the strengths and weaknesses of the month, of the signs, begin to emerge. We will feel each of these unique descriptions in our lives during this month of Sivan. We will feel quick to judge. We will feel quick to be reactive. We will feel quick to change. Then we will feel quick to change back. If we exercise binding by striking and we stop our reactive nature, we can achieve balance in this quick month. But how do you use the tool? We've talked about it over and over again, but still people do not understand binding by striking. Still, people strive. They think they are doing binding by striking when in reality they are just suppressing their reactions. Understanding the difference between suppression of a reaction and the binding of a reaction and the striking of a reaction, it takes practice. It doesn't just happen. You have to work at it. And the month of Sivan is one of the better months to do that spiritual work. The name Sivan deals with the concept of muddy. Mud is a mixture of opposites. It's earth and water. Earth and water is what, how we grow things. Earth and water is the essence of the twins. They're polar opposites. There's the North Pole and the South Pole. They both have ice. But the South Pole has penguins. The North Pole has no life. The South Pole is a continent. The North Pole is floating on water. They're polar opposites. We have to learn this. We have to learn how to unify them, how to utilize both in all of the aspects. That's why the month is quick, because all of these different attributes and confusions, we have to be quick to see our way through them. Sivan is the balance month between Nisan, which is bursting forth into freedom, and the month of Iyar, which is the month of healing and contemplation. The third month is Sivan, which brings those two energies into balance, as long as you make the effort to perform binding by striking. The month of Sivan has the energy of attraction. It's the beginning or the middle of the spring moving into the summer. Mashiha. It's cognate to Mashiach, but it's not. Attraction has an essence of duality. Males attract females. Females attract males. Are they the same? Yes, they're both human. No, they're two different sexes. This is a concept that is part of the month of Sivan, this duality. The twins are always there. And we have to understand the twins. We have to balance the twins. We have to balance the opposites. The opposites in our life. There are two ways to travel with someone. You can push them or you can pull them. You can draw the light or you can push it away. This is the energy of the duality of Sivan. The tribe is the month of, is the tribe of Shimon. But Shimon is based on harsh letters, harsh judgment. That's the nature of the Gemini, constantly judging others, constantly judging the situation. But that is not the path to enlightenment. Constantly judging ourselves, this is beneficial. But when you judge others, you're making a mistake. You're creating a sin, and you're going to be judged by the same rules that you set for the other person. Zebulon is the modern tribal connection. Zebulon and Issachar, they're two opposites. One is out external, going out into the sea and trading, doing business. And Issachar sits in the tents and studies Torah. Are both needed? Yes. What are you doing to have both in your life, especially during this month of Sivan? This is the month of the Urim and the Tuvim. The Urim, the Tuvim, is a computer. Computer formed of natural items. A computer without electricity. And yet the stones lit up with the answer. But only the high priest could interpret the answer. And the only questions you could ask have to deal with the tribe, the whole, all of the tribes. Only by sharing do things work for you in Sivan. The Urim, the Tuvim, the Urim is the light. It's the 42-letter name of God, the Ana Bekoach. The Tuvim is the 72 names of God. These are the tools that give us that old computer in our lives today. Becomes part of the connection. Emeralds are the stone for the month of Sivan. Chalvona, applied understanding, is the herb. Some people call it the applied whiteness, meaning what does white look like putting when it's painted on a wall? Is it pure or is it impure? Are you aware of it or do you have to come back to it? The energy of Sivan is brotherhood. The house is the house of fellowship. Beit Ha'Achim. The house of brothers. We've already mentioned that the sign, the astrological sign, is the twins. The twins looking at each other. The twins wanting to touch and kiss each other and hug and hold each other. And then it changes as they grow older. The letters of the month are the Resh that created the planet Kohav, the planet Mercury, and the Zion that created the astrological sign of the Tu'umim, the twins. Together, the Resh and the Zion have a gematria of 207. They spell the Hebrew word raz, meaning secret. 207 is the gematria of the light, or it's also the gematria of the phrase you sing every day, Adon Olam, master of the universe. The permutation, which we will discuss when we complete the class, is Yud Vav Hey Hey. We pronounce it Yo-Wah-Hey-Hey. We'll discuss this more as we go along. Sivan will be a month that has a greater flow of emotional energy because the Vav, emotions, are in the world of Bria, creation. That emotional energy is enlarged, and that's what we will be exposed to this month. This is a month where we need to put two Hebrew 72 names together. One is Resh Yud Yud, the other is Yud Yud Zion. When you put them together, you have Resh Yud 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 Zion. Two 247 is the gematria. With the kolel, it becomes 248. You see the secret? Remember, Resh and Zion form a secret. They're the Hebrew word for secret. And the four yuds, yud, 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 the four yuds represent the phrase, Ani Hashem Rofecha. I am Hashem, your healer. This is the secret. This is what you can utilize during this month of Sivan. If only you're quick enough. If only you're sharing enough. The four word yuds actually come from the phrase Alecha ki ani Hashem rofecha. It is on me, since I am Hashem, your healer. There is only one holiday in Sivan, Inside Israel, it's one day. Outside of Israel, it's 2 days. It's the holiday of Shavuot, the holiday of giving of the Torah, the holiday of the beauty of the Torah. Tzaddikim who left this day on Rosh Chodesh Sivan, Rabbi Meir Halevi Horowitz, Rabbi Avraham Menachem Halevi Steinberg, Rabbi Eliezer David Greenwald, Rabbi Mordechai Shapiro of Kaminka Chortz, Rabbi Alexander Sender Lynchner, Rabbi Aaron Yechiel Lafer, Rabbi Mordechai Don Waldman, the more you learn about these men and their wives, the more you will come to understand about yourself. The month of Sivan leads to greater creativity. Let your creative juices flow during Sivan. The energy supports it. Speak to Hashem. Speak truthfully, frankly. What do you want? What are you willing to give away to cleanse of yourself? Speak to God. He's waiting to hear from you. Study more Torah, more Zohar. If you do 2 verses a day from the daily Zohar, do 3. If you don't know where the 3rd one will come from, study the one from the email the day before. Everything is there. Use your creativity, use your thinking, use your quickness. Strengthen your relationships with your loved ones, with your family, with your friends. Strengthen your relationship with your spouse. Be open to a new relationship if you are not married. And lastly, a trick of this month is to smell the roses. Take the time to see that everything is working and everything is good. And what doesn't appear good to you is coming from God to cleanse you of something. So you know it is ultimately good. Bring that into yourself. Bring that teaching so it becomes real to you. The energy of Sivan will bring relationships to the fore. Sivan will bring you back together with people you thought were over. Sivan will cause you to create lasting unions. It's a great month to get married. It's a great month to propose. It's a great month to renew friendships. As a human being, we want the most in the least amount of time. We want the most for the least effort. But that's not the way the world works. Make those efforts during Sivan. Get out of your own way. So you're tired, you'll sleep in Tammuz. So you're cranky and irritable, don't show it to anybody. Only smile, and eventually the smile will be on the inside as well. The month of Sivan seems to be quick and surface-like, but it really is giving us the opportunity to delve into the deeper aspects, to become more absorbed in the details. You'll see the big picture in Sivan easily. Take the time to look at the details as well. I'm going to now read the commentary from the year 5777. Rav Chaim Palachi, a Sephardic sage who was really an interesting man, he composed a work entitled Moed Lechol Chai, in which Moed is the time of the whole life, in which he discusses the unique qualities of every Hebrew month and the significant days in each month. In his discussion of the month of Sivan, the month in which we receive the Torah, which we celebrate on Shavuot, a week next Saturday night and Sunday night, he writes that this month is especially suited for developing the qualities of humility and unity among the children of Israel. And the clear comprehension of Torah will occur if you make the effort to study more Torah this month. He then adds that the sins of the wasting time, the sins of Bitul Torah, the sins of gossip and slander, frivolity, and other forms of inappropriate speech are particularly grievous during the month of Sivan. Although these offenses are certainly considered sinful regardless of when they are committed, they are thought more negative, more consequential when they occur in Sivan. Because Sivan deals with speech, it's important that we study the Torah because that's how we are to use the speech. before Shavuot, it's good to give additional tzedakah, additional truma, additional charity and contributions. Why? Because when you give tzedakah, you cleanse yourself. And we need to cleanse ourselves through the 50 days of the counting of the Omer. We need to cleanse ourselves to receive the Torah, to be able to understand the Torah. It's good to write post-dated checks that you hold on to if you don't have the funds in them. Write them for the whole year, because you'll get the additional merit of giving them in Sivan by writing them. If you want, you can send me an email that says you have the intention to have me charge your credit cards certain amounts in certain months. You'll get additional merit by doing that during Sivan, and especially before next Saturday. Please join me in saying the Ana B'Koach. Ana B'Koach Gedulat Shemincha Tati Serura Aleph Bet Gimel Yutat Sadi. These six letters have a gematria of 506, which connects to the phrase Ahavatinam, unconditional love. Kabel rinat amcha sagvenu taharenu no ra Kufreshayim sintet nun. These six letters spell the Hebrew words cross Satan, which translates as tear up Satan. We can rearrange the letters to be Sha'ar Katan, small gates. And the small gates are our eyes, our ears, our nose, and our mouth. Because this is the entry point for the negative system. And these gates are identified by the Baal Shem Tov in his teachings. Na Gibor Dor Shechud Ha Kevava Shamrem Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kaf Shin. Nun Gimel Dalet has a gematria of 57, which is the Hebrew word zan, meaning parnasah, sustenance. Yud Kaf Shin is a healing sequence that allows us to take any part of our body that needs healing out of the body, back to its stem cell state, where it can be rejuvenated, regenerated, can be healed, and then put back in the body where it will again do its job as it was meant to do, perfectly. The month of Sivan Barchem Takarim Rachame Sitata Tamid Gamlem Betet Resh Saditah Gimel. This sequence connects to the Sefirah of Netzach and its essence of eternal victory. Don't you want a victory that is eternal, an eternity? Hasim Kadosh Biro Tuvcha Na'el Adata Het Kufet Tet Nunayan. This sequence connects us to the Sefirah of Hod and its essence of appreciation, thankfulness, humility. Yachid Ge'e Lampa Pene Zokre Kedushata Yud Gimel Lamed Pei Zayin Tu. This sequence connects to the Sefirah of Yesod, which is creativity, foundation, the bones. Creativity and creation itself, sexuality. It's also the month that we connect to the secret, the Raz. We connect to the Mercury, the planet Kohav. And we connect to the twins, the two Umim. So please join me in this dance. Please rise. Be joyful and happy as you sing. Yo, ah, hey, hey, yo, ah, hey, hey, yo, ah, hey, hey, yo, ah, hey, hey. Yo, ah, hey, hey, 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 dance around the room. Yo, ah, hey, hey, yo, ah, hey, hey, yo, ah, hey, hey, yo, ah, hey, hey. 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 Quick me, yo, ah, hey, hey. Yo, ah, hey, hey. Yo, ah, hey, hey. Yo, ah, hey, hey. Quickly, like a Gemini. Yo, ah, hey, hey. Yo, ah, hey, hey, 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 quickly, 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 yo, ah, hey, hey, yo, ah, hey, hey, yo, ah, hey, hey, yo, ah, hey, hey, yo, ah, hey. Hey, yo, ah, hey, 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 hey. Yo, ah, hey, hey. Yo, ah, hey, hey. Yo, ah, hey, hey. Are you dancing around the room? Are you dancing with your arms? Are you dancing with your head? Are you dancing all your body? Yo, ah, hey, hey. Yo, ah, hey, hey. Yo, ah, hey, hey. Yo, Yo-wah, hey, hey. 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 Yo wah hey hey 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 Raz Raish Zion. Raish is the head, and the Zion is the Zion. The Zion is Malchut. The Zion is seven. The secret is Raz, Raish, and Zion. First you have the head, then you have the Malchut. Yo-wah, hey, hey, yo-wah, hey, hey, yo-wah, hey. Yo wah hey hey, 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 yo wah hey hey. Kodesh Tov, Kodesh Tov, Kodesh Sivan Tov, Kodesh Sivan Tov. Kodesh Sivan Tov, Yo-wah, hey, hey, Yo-wah, hey, hey, Yo-wah, hey, hey, Yo-wah, hey, hey. Shavateinu kabel, Ushma tziakateinu, Yo dea ta'alumot Shin kuf vav Tadi yud taf Shin in kuf is 400. Four worlds times 10 sephirot within 10 sephirot. 110 times 10 is the completion. The completion of the four worlds. The last four letters connect to the same gematria as the first verse. 506. 506. Connects to Ahavatinam, unconditional love. The unity of all things, the joy of all things. This is what we will receive. It's called the Torah, the joy of everything. And the eighth verse we say in a whisper, Kodesh Tov, does anyone have any questions? All day tomorrow, you can use this sequence. Yo, wah, hey, hey. But the rest of the month, use the traditional Yud, Hey, Vav, Hey. Yo wah hey, hey, yo hey wah hey. Any other questions? Classes tomorrow at 4:30. We'll have a deeper Zohar class on the Parasha of Noach. And at the 7 o'clock class, we will continue our class from Sunday about Shavuot and immortality. Kodesh Tov, have a beautiful month of Sivan. It is the happiest month. It is really a wonderful month. Utilize it as such. Kodesh Tov. Shalom gadol to all. Shalom you all.